You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast in the first segment. Oh, man, we talked to John Strong.
That's right. Fox Soccer's lead announcer.
That's right. And Westminster Dog Show.
Okay. He's not just, talking about footy. That's talking about pause a little bit, too.
And we don't pause. We hit play. Plus, we talk so much more.
Exactly. And then in the second segment, we're joined by rapper Merce to talk about LA Galaxy.
And Westminster Dog Show.
This is going to be a heavy, it's going to be a pup-friendly show.
We're talking about doggos now from now on.
The Puppy Podcast. Welcome to. So we talk about the CBA. We talk about some FC Dallas drama.
We talk about a lot.
So all this and more today on the
Cool Again.
I'm John Strong for Fox Sports. And for some reason, I keep coming back to hang out with the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby.
That's it. We got to overcompensate with energy because the show will be low quality.
That's right. Because we've been drinking.
We don't care what time it is.
I said Irish coffee, sir.
Please respect my culture.
Yeah, how dare you? Bonio.
Hey, yes, that's a beautiful Gaelic.
Yeah. I'm a very Southern Irish.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever seen.
You already know, but it's not just that.
It's not just
that. Also, it's not just the most fashionable soccer show in the
world. We go to fashion parties.
With our pinkies out. And like, sir, you've hit people in the eye. We're also the gulliest.
We keep onion rings on those pinkies, dog. Right. What you know about that?
Where is the barbecue sauce? Your boy waiting.
Yes, welcome. This is we're excited. We have a fun show planned. We had a fun week last week.
You sound like a stepmom who's trying to be cool. We have fun. We're gonna have fun.
Hey, kids,
all right,
settle down. Okay. Take whatever Ritalin you need and get ready because we're gonna have a good time.
We're all gonna snort this Adderall and we're gonna have fun. I've scheduled it on the whiteboard for the next hour.
So yes, we had an incredible time last week doing the show. And again,
we were moving and we were shaking.
And moving and shaking, twerking and bopping.
Okay. That's what we do.
You can't twerk and not bop.
I mean, imagine you twerked and not bop, you might throw your back out. We were curing infections. We had the whole nine.
So, yes, your ankle's finally better.
Much better, bro.
I'm glad. But we should talk about the MLS fashion show that we went to. We didn't know exactly.
Told us it was a fashion show.
It was the Forward 25 event, the jersey reveal for all the MLS teams.
Shouts to Adidas for the invite, and shouts to MLS for the invite. Okay. We get invited by two parties. It's not bad.
Wow. They must really want us there.
Yeah. It was incredible. No one knew it was a fashion event, but then when the photos came out, my wife's like, oh, I don't get invited to the fashion event. Oh my God, I know.
Yeah. That was MLS and Adidas are really messing up stuff for us at home.
You're making it hot. Because normally your parties is mad corny. You know what I mean?
And
but
now,
like, this one's like dope.
And now the Wags are mad.
Right? Both my wife and my girlfriend. And we know my girlfriend
I'm alone,
is a sandwich.
You see?
The sandwich is mad at me.
No, man. Yes, there was...
It was dope. They were like, Trinidad James was there. There was rappers. Merce was there.
That's right.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yo.
Bro, Houston Dynamo kid.
I almost went, you know what I mean? I was like, see if he still got it. You know what I mean?
What, you going to swing at him? What are you doing?
That'd be hilarious. Imagine just getting knocked out. Like, there was, who else? Colin Hanks.
Ooh, the most famous of the Hanks.
I thought I saw Chet walk by.
Yes, that was a weird moment because you did think Chet has become the
Bubba.
Has become
Chet, Lord of Mercy, Hanks. But yeah, hold on, Colin is there. So what are the odds? There's a guy who walked by me who looks problematic, right? So I go, yo, that's probably Chet. And then I Googled Chet and turns out there's like 40 people at this party who looks like Chet.
Yeah, Chet looks like a lot of people.
There's a lot of Chet looking dudes at this party. But one dude in particular had a dangly earring. So me and like three dudes start running around this event. looking for this guy. And then we find him, and it's not Chet. We almost pulled up.
There's nothing more disappointing than thinking Chet Hanks is at a party, and he is not there.
So it turns out, party not that dope. Chet's not here. Spitting dance hall bars.
No, it was dope. Yeah, and Merce was there, who is on the show on Thursday.
How
and one of an unbelievable interview that you'll tune in on Thursday at 8. It was great. So make sure you watch that. But yes, there were a bunch of celebrities. It was honestly one of the dopest events MLS and Adidas has put together. Ninja was there. Yeah.
Ninja.
Crazy.
Not a ninja, the video game guy.
It was Chet Hanks in a ninja costume. Yeah,
yeah. Like, ninja's here. Well, how can you tell?
No,
he's above you.
Yes, Ninja, the e-gamer, the Fortnite guy.
The world's most famous e-gamer.
We are not too old to understand what Ninja does and why he's so popular, but he's the most famous person in the world.
Strongest thumbs I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, the training.
I know, right? He's constantly doing thumb push-ups.
We do have boxes in front of us as is customary.
Because we don't just go to events, we get gifts.
This
is the part Christian tradition. Hates the most.
Yes, this is
that one first.
It takes up a lot of our time and people hate it. But
and your girl hates the fact that the closet's full of wonderful gifts.
This is
from World Soccer Shop.
Okay. We got a note here. It says,
can you read the note? I'll start pulling out the gifts because we know it's my favorite part.
It says, Alexis and Christian, thank you for being part of the World Soccer Shop family, which is that's very sweet. We did.
I didn't know we were part of.
We hosted an event. Alexis has a family now.
Dad.
We did host the Champions League final, which was really cool last year. With World Soccer Shop, it says we enjoyed meeting both of you last summer. Hope to work together more in 2020. P.S. Thanks for your pizza recommendation in Brooklyn.
See? You see, this is how we make money.
Best page. Thank you so much.
A little pin on there.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Yeah.
So if you want us to work again, you shipped us a bag in here.
Oh, this is dope. Okay. A shirt, okay. Two shirts, World Soccer Shop, some glasses.
That's pretty dope.
What's this? There's something in this box. Let's see what this is. This is probably is this a charger?
Charger?
A little phone charger. Thank you, World Soccer Shop.
Okay, and there's a pen that just fell, so I'm not going to pick it up. Hold on.
Okay, what?
Look at this.
You think Alexis writes stuff?
Yeah, no. I'll use this to sign the check that you sent us on the back.
Okay, thank you so much, World Soccer Shop.
That's beautiful. Shouts to World Soccer Shop. Can't wait to work with them again. Now, this is a little bit special of a box here.
Okay.
I was handed this in person.
By whom?
As I woke up.
Okay.
And I was like, get out of my house, World Soccer Shop. No. It was this from
Wifey. Soccer brands running into your home and giving you boxes.
Good. This, like, it's not for Christian. No, this is from my wife. So who knows what's... I really do not know what's in here.
Okay.
And I'm actually... Oh, okay. But she's bad at packaging. Sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is now officially a spousal unboxing.
Okay, it's a Vans box, but there's no sneakers in here. I can feel something rolling around in here.
Okay. What is this?
She gave us cookies.
Are they cookies? I thought it was a cake.
We got faces on it.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Coincidentally, this photo, I already...
Hold on, there's a bunch of photos in
there. There's a bunch of photos. This is adorable.
All right, hold on.
Let me open this. This is
from Cafe Bell. So you got to go to Cafe Bell if you're ever in New York City.
These are cookies. Oh, we got to show these. So these are cookies, and they have our photos on them. Let me take out a couple of them.
I don't know.
Hold on. Look at this. We got Ali Krieger and Ashton Harris.
One of me with pizza.
Okay, that's true love right there. That's your true partner right there.
I mean, look, it's me and my wife.
This is Dom Dwyer and Sidney LaRue Dwyer. Unbelievable.
David Beckham. Posh Spice?
Spice. Unreal.
Speaking of Posh, we were at parties being all Posh. Oh my God. This is the coolest gift. I'm going to eat. I'm look.
And this is us right here.
You're not going to believe the photo. The photo's not edible.
Are you not supposed to eat the photo?
No, we gotta eat around it, bro.
Really? No, there's no way.
No, dead ass.
It's sugar.
That's paper, my guy. Turns out it's a sticker. Hold on, there's a note.
Okay.
Hold on.
Unbelievable. Okay. We also have a note here, so let's see what
God knows what this says. All right, so it's not divorce papers, right?
Okay. Look at us.
Alexis and Christian, happy Valentine's Day. Here's a gift to celebrate soccer's favorite couple. This is from Dean Helene.
Oh, look at that. It's from my girlfriend, too. Okay.
I get it. The famous couples.
I've decided to not break up with her.
Hey!
Right now. You're just seeing it right now.
It will be a happy Valentine. These are all famous couples, and we're a famous couple.
Look at that. Unbelievable. Alexis, let's kiss.
Damn it, Dean.
Let's just cheat on our wives and girlfriends.
But let them watch.
This is our gift to you.
You're welcome. All right. Now pass the Crisco. All sugared up with them cookies.
Okay.
You know, we're eating all the couples. And cut that and print that. That's a chip on its own.
That is a promo. It's in the books.
We will get this show to the top one way or another. No, but we were talking a little bit about Ninja. And we were joking around that he's a little bit, you know what I mean? He's a little bit newer. Like, we don't really exactly know his gravitational pull. Turns out, it's pretty great.
It's actually quite massive.
Okay, maybe we should get Ninja up in here. That's all I'm saying.
Because he'll do a little
dye your hair blue, my guy.
Do a little well for our numbers. But yes, you can see it on the screen. But so this was a tweet
Ian Thomas.
By Ian Thomas. And basically says after the 425 event, they basically had... people were wondering, like, why is Ninja...
People were upset. Like, he's got nothing to do with soccer. Turns out, who cares? Because the dude got a 700 spike in Instagram impressions.
Yeah, so if people don't know, if they Ninja wore the kit,
the New York Rebels,
the New York Rebels kit at the fashion show. So a lot, even Rebels fans were like, why is he the guy representing Rebels or whatever? What's his connection? Yeah. But after you see the numbers, you're like, all right, I'm all good.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Brand awareness is strong.
Yeah, exactly. And an 800% spike in Facebook impressions that night, which is odd because the people who know Ninja are younger and Facebook. I think those are just old people. Yeah. Those are boomers, Google. You're searching on Facebook. Who is Ninja?
Your aunties are all on Twitch right now.
Yeah, right? They're like, what video games are they playing? Can you play Candy Crush on Twitch?
Imagine your grandma just live streaming Candy Crush on Twitch. I'd watch that.
She's like, baby, don't use that language. You want to do what to me? I'm an old lady.
2.5 million Twitter impressions as well. Look, if you are
in the 24 hours following the event,
if you are any soccer team or whatever, you would kill for numbers like these.
Yeah.
So
someone put Kim Kardashian in a soccer jersey.
You like the Columbus Crew, Kim Kardashian?
Damn, Kim. Why you spelling Columbus Crew with K's?
It's a new product she has online.
You blood? We don't know.
Just incredible. So
this is like, and we talked about this when we talked about Lil Uzi Vert wearing the Club America jersey.
Yeah.
Which is like, as teams, and shouts to whoever's idea this was. I don't know if it was New York Rebels or Adidas, but whoever had this idea, shouts to you, because like, we've been talking about like, yo, if someone's famous from your city, it's New York, there's a lot of people. I don't even think Ninja's from New York, but if you're famous, why are you just getting free jerseys constantly?
Yeah.
Remember when Arsenal sent Young Thug an Arsenal jersey, the new one? It was like the last Puma.
I do not recall, no.
They sent it to him like in this beautiful box. He put it on his Instagram. Young Thug.
Yeah, why not?
Has he ever had an Atlanta United jersey? Maybe. I don't know. United actually does a pretty good job with getting some of the local rappers to the games and stuff. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, we got to find different ways.
Yeah, we got to get stuff to Young Thug, Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti, man. I mean, what? Just throwing dollars in the strip club
wearing a
Houston Dynamo jersey.
Why not? No, this is a shout to the New York Rebels. It's a good move. It clearly worked out, even though people were like a little skeptical. But the event itself had a bunch of diverse people. It was very, very well done. It was 25 years of MLS, and I think it showed the growth of MLS from as far as like what the fan base looks like. So
right.
I was happy to see it in general. Speaking of the New York Red Bulls, we should talk about a former player for the Red Bulls. Obviously, they did not re-sign, which is
former Red Bull legend, right? I think he's a legend.
I would say so. Right. Bradley Wright Phillips announced on his Instagram and Twitter.
Team leading scorer.
He is Golden Boot winner. He is joining LAFC.
Yeah.
We know he...
Well, he's announced it.
Yes, he has announced it.
LAFC's like, that's news to us. They haven't announced it yet, but, I mean, you're assuming it's going to happen, right?
He's wearing the hat, the shirt. Yeah.
Either that or he went shopping. Maybe that's all it was. Maybe man went shopping. He lives in LA, now he's decided to take a new team.
No, so this is a big move, right? Because he was training with the team, was like on a trial, and then Adama Diomande got hurt, I believe. I believe he fractured a toe or something like that.
Right.
A metatarsal.
Right.
And BWP, a Golden Boot winner, happens to be there on trial.
Oh
okay.
Oh, look at this other guy we got over here.
So,
which makes me wonder if BWP put on a balaclava and took out Diamante.
Oh, of course, Alexis would suggest that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. He had a British accent, and I'm a metatarsal.
But this is a big move for a lot of reasons. But when I saw it, I'm like, yo, you know, BWP already going to a good team, and this is not like soccer. Is different where like great players want to play with other great players, but yeah. it weirdly felt like a Kevin Durant signing with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Best, it's a Supporters Shield winner.
It was more like, remember when Shaq signed with the Cavs? It was a little bit past it, but LeBron's here. That's kind of how this is.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got Chicharito. Well, we got BWP.
So, I mean, I think this is a great move. This dude coming off the bench in the 70th minute.
He's a goal scorer. That's
goal
all
scorer,
he does.
80th minute, dude. He's going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. And with the amount of attention Carlos Vela gets. And BWP is like just out here.
Well, y'all ain't even gonna focus on me. Nobody.
Oh, you scared of his left foot? That's it.
Oh, well, I got one too. You know, he's also one of those guys that picks up rebounds really well. Like, he picks off anything that's parried. It's
yeah.
really great.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great move for LAFC, and I think the fans are going to love him if he does get a chance to play.
Yeah. So big moves out in Los Angeles. All right. Excited to introduce our guest. Not only just a guest or someone who we're huge fans of, but a dear friend. You know,
also, I think most times on the show.
I think so. I don't think anyone's been on the show more. I think that the second closest might be Jimmy Conrad.
Yeah. But this is on purpose because. You know, it's not just he was walking by and we're like, fine. Like, we asked this dude to be on. Absolutely incredible. You love him on Fox Sports. He's the voice you hear when a goal is scored in MLS, essentially. The man, the myth, Fox Sports legend. Put your hands together unless you're driving for John Strong.
John.
Oh, not me. Okay. Do I get to take something home with me or something? Like, how does that?
You can clap.
If I'm like on the leaderboard.
Scarf.
Jimmy Conrad, one of my 45... analyst that I've worked with. He and I called a game together many years ago.
Exactly. You know, here's what
a story
I know
for a different day.
You 100% have a spreadsheet of the amount of analysts you've worked with.
We counted up in Russia 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How bored were you in Russia?
It was a thing whether Stu could guess how many other, you know, boyfriends like him I've had
sure.
over the
yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many partners have you had? You know? Yeah. What's your number, John?
Yeah. Wow. How many mics you talk into? Where is Stu right now? Is he working on his abs at the hotel?
Yeah. He was invited. He's in Nashville. We get the big soccer annual general meeting, you know, tinfoil hat brigade convention going on this week in Nashville. So he's down doing that. And so, yeah, I'm here doing the dog show and hanging out and happy, slightly nicer than the last time we met in a utility closet somewhere in Orlando.
We'll get to the dog show in a moment.
What was that? That was like the celebrity games, right? Like the skills
challenge,
which was at like the Disney. It was like Disney. We found like a soccer field for
something. But I'm less drunk now than I was then, which is good. So
you got in VIP. We did not. So you were running around with a couple Heineken's, and every time we saw you, it was either less or more. Usually more.
We're enjoying ourselves.
I mean, this is we're excited to have you here, but how crazy is this, right? I feel a little, we have a TV
this
show.
No, this is stupid.
This is insane.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is everything that's right and wrong with America right here. That the opportunity exists for you guys to do this, and here you are, and it's
this
crazy.
Is great.
Yeah, because you know, you were one of the, you know, when you first did the show, I think it was probably 2 years ago. This is right before the World Cup.
Right before the World Cup, we were at the radio studio.
That was already an honor. And then we would see each other at events, and you were always very nice to us. I'm like, he's still nice to us.
He remembers us.
You say that with such surprise in your voice.
Have you met the other people in American soccer?
I was going to say, what did Jimmy Conrad do to you guys? Man, what?
Yeah. Like, I'll walk up to people like Alexi Lazo and be like, hey, Alexi. And he'd be like, where's my whiskey and Coke? And I'm like, no. No. We're not waiters.
I just bring my own. That makes it easier. It's fine. Yeah.
With the really takes out of the flask.
He's got the Camelback straw.
So
you really are from Portland.
But John, you are in town. Coincidentally, for
Hold on. To piggyback on what you said, but the next time we interview, he's going to have to be on our yacht.
Right? At this point,
we got to keep leveling up.
Now I am going to start saying no. Unless it keeps improving, yeah.
You better be hors d'oeuvres.
You are here for the Westminster Dog Show, which is when I was in the office yesterday, and when we were talking about having you on the show, and then the dog show's on, and then our producer is like, hey, John is calling the dog show. I'm like, this is news to me.
Yeah.
This is all I want to talk about.
They better be doing five-a-side at the dog show.
I will say, we've worked in MLS promos each day I've worked. We had the Xolowitz Quintly dog, the Mexican hairless, which of course Xolos Tijuana. So we worked that in to a whole soccer reference. We talked between.
Can you pronounce that dog again?
Xolowitz Quintly.
I can't even say that word.
We had the big battle yesterday was between the Pekingese and the Havanese. That was the two breeds that everyone was really excited about in the toy group.
Yeah.
And so with one of my analysts who knows soccer a little bit, okay, so which is Messi, which is Ronaldo?
Of course.
And we were talking through, and the other analyst was like, what do you mean? I go, which of these two dogs is more likely to post on social media like a vanity pic of them working out, which is more likely to like, here's me with my kids.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, the Havanese and the PKs. Well, there you go. That's Messi Ronaldo.
All know the Havanese is a thot on Instagram.
So we've worked a lot of soccer in here. It's been fun.
We have a couple photos that Fubo Sports was kind enough to get for us.
Royalty free photos of dogs they found.
So
what are we seeing here? Oh, look, there's an Alexis dog.
So we
is that a bulldog?
It looks like a bulldog being carried and just really enjoying it.
Yeah, a dog feigning injury. To me, this is a Neymar type
that's
dog.
I was going
to
say that's the diving pantomime part of the competition. Yeah,
look, Arjen Robben dog. Yeah.
Yes, no era penal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
I'm learning some of the breeds. I recognize that dog, but I can't off the top of my head tell you the breed.
I'm terrible with dogs. I can't tell the difference between a dog, a coyote, a fox,
that
wolf.
Might cause an issue if you come out to the West Coast sometime.
That might
work against you.
I saw a coyote and I was like, what the hell is that? it looked like a crackhead dog.
That's actually a very fair way of saying it.
Which is like my Nork brain was like, string together what we know. I told someone, I'm like, yo, what's this thing outside the car? And he's like, don't get out the car, it might eat you. And I'm like, what?
This is what has this experience been like calling a dog show versus your standard soccer game?
It's been incredibly fun. So we did Saturday night. It was the agility championship, which is like the obstacle course. So that was super. That's easy. That's sports.
Alexis couldn't pass that agility.
No, that's a lot of fun.
Couple hops. Nah, I'm good.
The guy that does it with me, who's like an expert in this, he was walking me through the course. Even I was having a hard time. Like, wait, we go to this and then this jump. I'm like, this is really difficult that a dog's doing it. And
they have to run next to like the owner, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. The handler sort of guides them and all that. And we had a bunch of dogs screw up, and it was sort of like when we did the MLS Cup in 2016, finished 0-0.
Yeah.
That was what happened at the agility where it was like one good run. That was Stefan Fry's save.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then there was like the one big dog, like Roman Torres with the penalty kick at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the rest was just terrible. But then hosting the breed judging is super fun because it is. I'm not expected to know. I've got two people next to me who know, and it's my job just to play air traffic control. But it was literally like this. I sat down with one of my bosses in November and she's like, what do you know about dogs? Like, I have two of them. They're not well behaved. What are you getting at? She goes, you want to do the dog show? I'm like, sure. I've seen Best in Show. It's like, no. They do not like that movie.
Okay.
You do not. Now, it is Best in Show. It is that for real. Both the daytime and then Madison Square Garden. I was there last night. I'll be there tonight.
It's at Madison Square Garden,
bro.
But it's almost like, we can make those jokes about ourselves.
Yeah.
So the similarities to soccer are like that, because the way that they're arguing over certain esoteric things that the rest of us think are nonsense, that's American soccer social media. You've got like your Twitter up there. Like, that's what American soccer social media is just infighting over silly things that have no real relevance.
Right.
But it's like, we can say this about ourselves. Don't you disrespect it. So I totally get all that.
Yeah. That is crazy. Well, look, obviously we're stand-up comedians and then we're in this soccer space, and we learned very quickly that soccer fans do not appreciate certain jokes.
Some people, especially some players, they take things very seriously. listening. I'm like, wait, all of y'all are listening to this?
Yeah. So there's a certain sensitivity to especially American soccer, because it's not a part of a standard kind of like pop culture.
Heavy insecurity, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but the Westminster is like, that's like the Champions League, right? That's like, there's no bigger competition.
In America, yes.
Okay.
There's a dog show
in
England.
It's like the Super Bowl, you know, it's a, we're the world champions, but they don't compete against anyone else.
I made this joke. So we had a guy, Graham Partridge is his name. He's a TV analyst on the big show in England, which is called Crufts. And he came in to do a public address. And literally he said, you know, yeah, they invited me over to be a part of this. And Terry, the guy I was working with, like, I've never been invited to go over there. I go, that's so weird that an English accent would have a lot of credibility in America, but an American accent doesn't have as much credibility over it. I don't understand that. That's a foreign concept to me.
I would love
I've never understood that.
Look at his dog. It's just me. They're like, something's wrong with my BBC.
Yeah. That's such a weird thing. I have no familiarity with this concept. Yeah.
You've been seeing this thing on the table. People are probably a little concerned. Like, why haven't they addressed it?
Right. What is it?
What is it?
Is it another unboxing? No. We did this one already. Like,
we did this one, but this was this is a piece of Providence Park. This is a steel beam and wood from some of the old chairs
the
timbers.
We can't confirm it.
The timbers and thorns were kind enough to send us. And the reason it's here in particular is because John Strong was also noted, longtime timber supporter, been around the club for a long time. So we figured a nice little, pay some respects.
Pay some honor.
I love that they did this. I have this thing in my office, and you said I'm from Portland. I do have my reusable tumbler full of organic coffee, which is outside here.
He's out there making a bicycle out of bamboo in commercial breaks.
One of the things that is cool, it's a stick that's often beaten over the head of those of us in American soccer. There's no history here. Well, though there in fact is a lot more history. Right. And that's one of the cool things about Portland is it does represent the history that does exist here. And 25th season of MLS, that's a quarter century. That's a quarter century of real history that's built up. And
MLS could rent a car.
That's exactly. Yeah. So right. I think that's something that is cool and important for all of us to start doing. It's like, no, there is actually some great history and some stories to be telling here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's why ever since we've been doing this show, that's kind of been one of the most fun things where we talking to people like you, just talking to MLS veterans. There are MLS historians, even if they don't even see themselves as that. But you've experienced the league long enough that you have these stories and just fascinating details.
We're at the point where you can say back in my day as a Portland Timber
even
fan.
For me, this is.
And you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
10th season in the league. Yeah, you get it. It's the gray. But like you think of how many fans have joined the league in the last 3 years, in the last 5 years with LAFC and with Atlanta and all the changes. And so the league that I came into in 2011, incredibly different.
Yeah.
Than the league is now.
Because you rooted for Portland before they
And then coming
MLS.
Up in the USL minor league days when it was 4 points for a win, bonus point for a third goal you would score in a game. They would regularly, Portland, Seattle would play Friday night in Seattle, Saturday night in Portland. Teams would do 3 games in 4 days because they'd hit Vancouver, Portland, Seattle on the way out.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things in the CBA
like
and we're
band.
Getting this
doing
and we're getting the charter travel and all that. Like there was a time not that long ago when this was the raggedy edge of professional sports.
Yeah.
And look at where you are now. I mean, this is incredible. Speaking of new teams coming in, you're going to be calling the inaugural game for Nashville,
February 29th,
right?
Saturday night, live on the Fox Network. This is a Saturday primetime network TV. We've never had this before for an MLS season opener. Nashville against Atlanta. I have no basis for this. I feel like Nashville's going to be better than people might expect. I feel like people are putting him in the Cincinnati, Minnesota category.
Yeah.
I think they'll be a little better than that.
Well,
Walker Zimmerman
was
an interesting one today.
Yeah, that's
another,
breaking news.
Another good pickup. I don't think Miami's going to be quite as high. I don't see them in that sort of LAFC Atlanta. So I think they'll sort of meet more in the middle against an Atlanta team that is probably the best soap opera that we have in MLS. Every week there's a new crisis.
Yeah.
There's a new thing going on, even without Leandro Gonzalez Perez, who stirred up about 2/3 of it.
Yeah.
So I'm bummed to see him with Cholos now. But we're so excited to have that, to be in Nashville. It's such a cool town. Nashville is such a great town. And my hope is that the things that make Nashville unique can attach themselves to this club, and you can, when you go to Nashville, really get that connection of American soccer and just everything that's cool about that city. So I'm so excited.
I love the city of Atlanta, right? And I know they're going to be mad for me that I'm saying this. And I love like Orlando and Miami.
Yeah.
But to me, those three cities aren't really the South. Like when I think of the South, I think of like the heavy accents and I think of like country music. So to me, like, Atlanta is more hip hop than it is anything else. Nashville is that. Nashville yeah. is going to be like the first like real Southern, like, how y'all doing? Like yeah. that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of excited to see how that blends with. I've never seen a soccer game with like, look at him run. You know, I've never heard that. I've never heard like the NASCAR accent.
That's so funny. We've done a couple national team games there and it's always been a great crowd. Yeah. So I'm super excited to start going there. Miami as well. I don't think Miami and Nashville are two cities that are very specific brands, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, very much so.
And to have them both in this league now, I think can bring all sorts of just fun and chaos and ridiculousness. And I'm so excited because we're doing Miami's home opener 2 weeks after that against Chicharito and the Galaxy. So that's going to be just insane. That's
gonna be so Beckham's going to get on the yeah. damn pitch yeah. for that one. But
they don't have enough players yet. Yeah. Miami might need to suit him up for the first few
weeks. I can't wait for a bunch of Cubans and at the Miami game. Like, who is Chicharito? What are you? He a pitcher? What's he do?
You know? It reminds me because of that, you know, either dialect or that regionalism with soccer, right? Because I went to a Champions League game in Dominican Republic.
Which everybody's been to.
And standard okay. game. It's, yeah. it's a typical
It's funny because you said Champions
game.
League and I'm waiting for it in the Dominican. Oh,
the only Champions League, obviously, yeah.
The most important Champions League.
But it was fascinating to hear the Dominican Spanish accent with soccer. I've heard it with baseball, other sports, and stuff like that. And it just there's a certain sense of pride that in that region, it's like, yeah, we watch soccer too, yeah. and that's what I'm sort of expecting from Nashville. And then with Miami, it's really just you know, I just want it to be successful, right? Yeah. Because we saw what
MLS has
Fusion.
Been around so long. We're going back to Miami.
Yeah.
We're going
Fusion
back
died.
To Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Like where all these things were sort of circling back to. It's been Columbus is building their second stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's actually been around that long. That
NYCFC will find
stuff.
Another baseball stadium to play in at yeah. some point. Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe that we're at this point where it's like, what is it? It's like Soldier Field. It's like teams are getting back with their exes. You know? Yeah. They worked it out.
It's like,
you know?
It didn't work. I yeah. thought I was trying to find myself.
Kids
you know,
are off to college. Yeah. This earring is stupid. Yeah. I'm sorry. I sold the motorcycle. I need you back, baby. You know?
As far as taking the temperature of the league, I mean, there is, you know, even the new CBA, the positive, even Nashville, now the stadium issue with the mayor and all this other stuff. How do you feel about the 2020 season and just going forward, like maybe leading up to the World Cup? Like what do these next few years mean for MLS?
Well, it's on and off the field. You separate it because you're exactly right. On the field, nothing but good growth. The targeted allocation money, and I understand exactly why it's been a thorn in the side of the Players Association,
right.
but no one can deny it has had a dramatic effect on this league last couple of years. The quality of players coming in, the better sort of, you know, slugging percentage, for lack of a better word, with designated players has been a big one. This league is getting better really, really quickly from a couple right. of years ago. Off the field, we're always going to have that sort of stuff. We're always going to have a Chicago Fire new logo. We're always going to have a Nashville fighting with their mayor. We're always going to have some of this stuff because it's soccer and it's America and is what we do.
Yeah.
But I think we're getting to this point where the league is established enough, the quality on the field is good enough that that can be the more important part. It doesn't have to be about all the other nonsense. It can still be that, then that's fine too.
Otherwise, we wouldn't
yeah,
have a show.
We need it.
But the soccer yeah. itself is good enough now that it can sustain itself. And so absolutely, this is going to be a big year in American soccer. We've got before the World Cup the anxiety that people are going to have when those World Cup qualifiers start. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like in September. Oh, and the man. Team's got to get there. We're going to have the Olympic qualifiers on Fox Sports. A lot of those games, most of them on FS1 here in a couple weeks. That'll be the first referendum on yeah. everything that has happened since Kuva. Is it working or not? Are we going in the right direction or not? The Olympic qualifiers will prove that. Then the World Cup qualifiers. You know, we're going to have our first MLS versus Liga MX All-Star game.
That's going to be
massive. There's going to be way too much put on that as a referendum on the league. Is this the year in Champions League on Fox Sports again? That I'm so thrilled about that we finally get a team to break through and an MLS team to win CONCACAF Champions League, go from there. Then the 25th season and all that. So this is actually a really fascinating year in American soccer, just on the men's side with all this stuff that's going on. We're always going to have the soap opera. We're always going to have plenty of fodder for you guys. Yeah. And I'm thrilled that we do. That's the thing. Like everything that other sports leagues have, everything that Premier League, we have that here. We've got crazy coaches. We've got crazy players. We've got controversy. We've got drama. We've got all those same things. It's a matter of just continuing to raise the profile and make sure people see it.
Fox Sports in 2020, you're going to have 34 regular season matches across Fox and FS1, and that's including postseason matches and the MLS Cup, right?
Another busy year. We've got this great opener on the Fox broadcast, Miami's home opener on the Fox broadcast, doubleheader in August, including Galaxy and LAFC. Always great matchups. We're going to have we're getting ready for World Cup too in 2.5 years. So you're going to see some new voices coming in, working in, calling some games as we try to build out our team. But, you know, for Stu and for Katie and I to be able to get back in our rhythm of Saturday or Sunday nights doing the thing we love most, which is being in an MLS game, bringing the stories to everyone. We couldn't be more excited for the season.
How do we get more games on the regular Fox broadcast?
That's
come on.
Huge.
We want American soccer on national television regularly.
There is not enough time.
Upsetting the masses.
For me to answer that, nor should I to keep my job. So I'm just going to
point.
All right, we're thrilled with our schedule.
Thank you. We're making the pitch.
You know,
hold on. You write it down. We're like this guy named Sandrong from Cleveland. You don't know him. You know?
When you sort of look, we talked a little bit before you went to the World Cup. How much you have to sort of prepare for that, and you have the, like all the different countries and all the different players that you're not normally calling. MLS is kind of old hat for you, right? Like, you know, a lot of these players, a lot of new players are coming in, new clubs and stuff. What is it that it sort of gets you going? Like, I'm sure there's a lot of excitement for World Cup for all these new players and new teams or nations that are going to be playing. What exactly gets you really excited about this season coming up? Because you're calling so many games.
I think a little bit of it is I take a real sense of responsibility. Like we talked about before, there are so many new fans.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we're trying to do. 25th season of MLS, take time in every broadcast to tell a little bit of that history. Some of that history 25 years ago, some of that history was 5 years ago. But that's something I take as really important is bringing everyone else up to speed with the larger context, the stories, trying to, you know, Dax McCarty's career when he's on the field for Nashville. Do you remember when he was a part of that Dallas team? Do you remember when Shelus Hyndman chased him out of town? He was in the expansion draft. He was Portland and then DC. And then on April Fool's Day, we all thought it was a fake trade, that this trade between the Red Bulls and DC with Dwayne De Rosario that we were all convinced was a fraud for like 6 hours because it was on April 1st. Like, those types of stories that you're telling and trying to bring people up to speed with is something that excites me every single week. And again, I have a passion for the league. I feel a sense of ownership in it. I think we all do, which is fun. And so I get invigorated every single week. I start with a blank sheet of paper and I get to sit there and go, okay, Sporting Kansas City, what's the story since we've last seen them?
Yeah.
See, mine would just have barbecue sauce.
But this is what makes you good at what you do. And it what's make me
what
good
is it
at
that I do,
what
John?
I do. Anyway, thanks for having me.
Help me write my resume.
Right now, it just says barbecue sauce.
John, it's always an absolute honor.
Thank you, guys.
I got one more quick question.
So
you called the soccer talk show.
Now.
What's one thing you haven't called that you want to call?
Rugby before. Oh no. Well, I've called hockey before, just not on a high level.
Yeah.
Anything. I'm excited every week. I don't have a real job.
Yeah.
I get paid to go to sporting events.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I'm not excited to do.
That's incredible. I mean, look, we absolutely love having you on the show. Like I said, Fox Sports, lead soccer play by play announcer, 25th season of Fox Sports. You got, February 29th. It's Nashville.
Seven.
No.
Six. Five,
okay.
Four,
and then and 34 games. Box, put it on. Cannot cinco. Ladies and gentlemen, John Strong, thank you so much
thank
for being
you so
on.
Much thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All right, we'll be back with more after this, everybody.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to break in real quick with just a word from one of our sponsors, On the Volley Apparel.
On the Volley Apparel, you want to get cool against merch? You want to get just dope soccer merch in general?
In general. Get yourself some hoodies. It's cold out there in these streets.
That's right. And and if you need to, like, hide from some security cameras, that's what hoodies are for.
Right? Get the cool against balaclava. No, we don't have that. But get yourself some cool against gear, and you get anything you want. You get a discount across the whole store.
Exactly.
Because you're friends with us.
Exactly. So you can get a go. Sure, you can get a Cooligans cap from Talisman Caps.
There's only a couple left.
Yeah, there's only a couple left. So make sure go to onthevolleyapparel.com/Cooligans so you can see just our store, or you can just go to onthevolleyapparel.com and you can see all the merch that they have available. Every day. And make sure you use the promo code Cooligans and you will receive 20% off anything you purchase at the store. 20%
off of what?
Anything.
I should have been paying attention, so you didn't have to repeat that. 20% off everything in the store, including all Cooligans gear. Go to onthevolleyapparel.com or onthevolleyapparel.com/Cooligans. That's right, baby. We back. Oh, yeah. And things may be changing in New York City. You know what I mean? Rumor is that maybe, supposedly, somebody said NYCFC may be kind of close to
some. You know, this dude over at the paper of record, New York Times,
right? Someone said they had heard
some of the, you know, but they wrote it down as it well.
It's not done, but it's close. You know,
no. So this is a lot is going on with NYCFC the last couple of days. Obviously, yes, this. Article from David Waldstein on the New York Times. It looks like it's coming much closer to
a stadium,
a real stadium near Yankee Stadium, one of the sites that that were always rumored.
But the thing is that this sort of news drops.
Yes.
It's not confirmed, but it's like we're hearing it's close, which is, I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed with how sort of tight lipped NYCFC has been able to sort of keep all of this, right? There's been not really been leaks.
Yeah, but I don't think it's being tight-lipped. I think it's really they're in as much they're as much in the dark as we are.
The president was reading the paper like, "Oh, are we?" Oh, damn. Oh.
This is news to me.
Oh, damn. We should get working on this if we're close.
No,
look, this comes after the news breaks that unfortunately,
yes,
if you're an NYCFC fan
or Rebel fan,
the CCL game, the CONCACAF Champions League game versus the Costa Rica, the second leg of that,
is going to be played AD San Carlos.
Right, that's going to be played in Rebel Arena.
Yes, so obviously people have lost their minds, which is how
everybody involved.
The Rebel fans are like,
we don't want NYCFC. Like we agree, you know.
Oh, now we shake hands. We agree on something. Finally,
we're all on the same. So we're arguing on the same side of the fence here. Look, I apparently MLS and or NYCFC submitted all the available stadiums to play in.
CONCACAF
was like, we don't like this one. We don't like the way that one smells. I don't want no turf.
Not working for me.
Yada yada. I just don't want to go there. And they picked Rebel Arena, supposedly.
Yeah. Well, that was out of the all the choices. Right. That was the only one they approved.
Why you put it on the list?
So this is, I think, a fair question. Do you think if NYCFC should have stood their ground to the point where the risk was being kicked out of Champions League? Because this is, I mean, this.
No,
is
I mean, you'd rather play a closed door match than not play it at all, right? Like, I mean, you do what you got to do.
Okay.
If there's nowhere to play it, you got to do. If you're the club, you got to do what you got to do. But I understand the fans having the reaction of saying we're not going.
So, yeah.
Because, and look, I've had arguments with people at very high levels, right? And I've said, like, look, I understand that as a fan, you only really have two things. You have your dollar and your voice, right? And you vote with your dollar. If I give you my money, or if I go to this event, I'm co-signing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So if I don't go,
that's why I have a bunch of shadow super PACs.
That's right.
To influence politics.
We're lobbying, folks. We're getting in there. We're in the swamp.
Please don't drain it.
No. We live in the mud. We're catfish. I think what's happening is what you're seeing is sort of this. People are butting heads. The club doesn't want to play the game at Rebel Arena, but it also doesn't want to disqualify itself.
Yeah.
Right? Rebel fans don't want the game to be played there. MLS wants the game to happen, but they're like, once we move on, things will be different. But there's a lot of these sort of opportunities that are happening because NYCFC doesn't have its own stadium, where they're sort of having to constantly compromise and make the fans have to travel to Hartford. Look, they didn't want to play in Hartford. The fans didn't want to go to Hartford. Every time this happens, this upsets the fans.
Yeah.
The club doesn't want that to happen either. But what do you do? You got to play the game.
You got to play the game, man. And
you know, the Costa Ricans are like, what does it matter? You know?
Well, that's the crazy thing was that the news broke from the Costa Rican team. The Costa Rican team said, the game is going to be held at Rebel Arena. NYCFC fans are like, what is going on? Everybody, MLS fans in general.
Car stopped on the highway.
They're like, yeah, they saw it on Twitter. Yeah. They immediately had to stop what they're doing. It was poorly handled how the news was released. NYCFC was officially the last people to let everyone know what was going on. But
they also had the event at Pele Soccer. Shouts to Pele Soccer. Mm-hmm. They had the NYCFC jersey sort of release party. A lot of great players were there. It was cool. It was a fun event. But they were, the first question asked was about this.
Yeah, of course.
Shouts to Ian Joy, who asked a question to the president, and he said, well, that's not a done deal. Like, that's what we're hearing. But yeah, then, like, 6 hours later, they were like, done deal.
It was, yeah, the email was queued.
Yeah. It's in the draft.
So we don't know what it's going to say.
Right. I'm not sending it until after this event, because I'm not taking heat right here.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, realistically, you can't blame him, right? I mean, I'm trying to have a good time.
Yeah, buddy, I want some Heineken. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to front.
But it sucks. And I understand why people would be upset. It's like, but... The club doesn't want to do this.
No,
either.
And the fans are already talking about boycotting the match. That's already happening. There's like flyers out and stuff to not go. They're doing watch parties because they're still going to root for the club. They're just not going to go to the game, which I also understand. But somebody said, that's not fair. Now you're harming the players who won't have people there to root for them versus, you know, blah, blah. But that's what happens everywhere else. Yeah. When a front office goes into administration or is doing things wrong, who gets hurt? The team, the club goes down in rank, or the club gets docked points on the table. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah,
this is what happens. I wish this didn't happen. I wish the fans weren't upset and weren't boycotting, and they were going and they were representing their club. But I can understand why they're not going to. And until this rumor of a stadium comes to fruition and there's a shovel in the ground, this is going to continue to happen when you're home. They're playing in four homes this year.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Well, you would.
It's like a kid whose parents got divorced, and they're like, well, I don't want him. I don't want him either. Well, send him to Jersey.
Well, look, I think maybe this frustration, this anger, this uproar will help a stadium, you know, be built. And that's what the fan can do with their dollar and with their voice and show that frustration, and hopefully a stadium comes sooner than later. So we'll see. All right, we'll be back with more after this, guys.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
Us and you, the Gully Squad.
Shouts to the Gully Squad.
Okay, you guys, you know, have created a community that has been not only entertaining, funny.
It's enriched our lives.
Informative, yes. It's healed.
The wounds of growing up without a father or an absentee father.
Exactly. You know, this Slack channel is my dad.
Yeah, dude. This Slack channel told me how to play catch.
No, man. So there's a lot going on, obviously. For if you want to join the Gully Squad and get exclusive Cooligans content, an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
About the video of that roast, right?
The video of the roast.
Just to all the new members of Gully Squad after we posted that, thank you for being here.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
That Slack channel getting litty now.
Yeah, man. there's a lot going on. So so make sure you can join Gully Squad. Go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button. It's at the top. It's at the bottom. It's at the menu bar.
It's
behind you. It's sleeping next to you on your bed.
Oh no, who is that? It's the Gully Squad button. All you gotta do is join Gully Squad. Go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad, or you can just go to soccercooligans.com.
yeah,
the Gully Squad button, join Gully Squad button is everywhere. Click on that, join. We absolutely appreciate it. It's why we get to do all the fun things we get to do. It's all because of you guys, and it's all for you guys, and we're gonna be putting even more exclusive content on there.
Exactly.
So you gotta get on that.
Get on it. I just parallel parked.
Yeah, okay. He's whipping that excursion.
I'm like, into a good spot.
Yeah, it's right in front of the studio. It's really good.
Feel good about it. Hello, welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yes, it is. And my name is Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians. That was the funniest soccer show that you have ever witnessed.
It is, and it's also the gulliest soccer show that's ever existed.
Exactly. And today, the gulliness levels are through the roof.
Can you
dude, can you believe how gully this gets?
Pretty wild. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, over gullied. We OG.
We went to the Adidas store, flagship store on Fifth Avenue here.
And we just started mushing people.
We say, hey, get out of here.
Get out of here. Where's the discount card?
We're doing the interview right here at the cash register.
That's right. Somebody bring me a cake of coffee.
Okay. So yes, we had an incredible time talking to Merz at the Adidas store, and he's an incredible human being, right? And if you don't know Merz, he's a rapper based out of Los Angeles, and it's a soccer fan, right?
Huge soccer fan. But he explains how that all came about.
Exactly. And but we were last week at the MLS Forward 25 event, the fashion show,
the Adidas fashion event.
Okay. All right.
Fancy with our monocles on, right? And Merz was there. He was representing LA Galaxy.
Exactly. He was on the catwalk representing LA Galaxy.
There he is. Right?
And a good looking dude. Right. Now he's a rapper / model.
Okay. It's about time. But we didn't get a chance to talk to him. So we said, you'll meet us at the Adidas store.
Exactly. Because he had a rollout real quick.
Right. But this is it. This is our interview with Merz. Wow. All right. We are in the Adidas store.
It's just wild. The flagship store on Fifth Avenue.
This is it. We're about to interview, world record holder. That doesn't happen, right? I lost a world record of pizza slices eaten. I didn't even know I was in the competition for it.
To this man.
Yeah, no. If I'm not mistaken, you rap straight for 48 hours?
No, 25, 26.
26.
Yeah.
Well, not, the voice not, you're hearing.
Less impressive.
Yeah.
Less impressive.
The voice you're hearing.
And I was dethroned by someone who beat me by 30 minutes.
By 30 minutes?
Yeah.
You got to go back. You got to
go again. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, the voice you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, put your hands together for the one, the only, the first rapper we've had on our show, right?
No, second.
Second rapper, the first, like.
Best rapper. Yeah. I don't even know who the other guy is, but.
The other rapper was Jay-Z.
Yeah. Heard of him?
Garbage.
Yeah. Basura. Take it back to State Street. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Merz, everybody.
Merz, what's up, man?
What's up, y'all?
Thanks so much for joining us, man. I'm excited to talk to you. This is wild that we're even here at the Adidas store, because you were also, we should add model to model, the resume.
Fashion catwalk.
Week. Yeah.
Because
Cat.
Yeah. Don't show them all the goods. You know? They got to pay the fee.
Yeah. You don't want to see my strut.
But you were on the runway for the Adidas and MLS kit reveal.
Showing this kit right here.
Showing this kit right here from LA Galaxy.
Right.
Yes.
LA Galaxy.
So we know.
We're at our stadium, sir. You can shit in peace.
Oh, yeah. So you heard.
Just so you know, bro. Okay. Apparently. We're not like those other guys, bro. If you have to relieve yourself.
This is how the rivalry begins.
Where our bathroom doesn't look like your, you know, like a Fifth Avenue apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But you can use
it. I won't get arrested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere between Yankee Stadium.
This is a good pitch.
You know what I mean? And LAFC, yeah. That's where our bathroom stands.
Yeah. Number two in peace. Number two in peace.
Whoa. These ultras are wild, dog. So we'll get to, you, especially your connection to LA Galaxy, and you've been doing a lot of stuff with them. But the fact that you were on the runway, and what has that been the first time you've done anything like that? It was pretty cool seeing that.
You can look at me. I'm not a model. You
know what Don't I mean? Say that.
Yeah. Now I am.
Yeah.
But, okay.
But because of 425 MLS LA Galaxy. It took a lot of powers.
Yeah.
It's great people to put me on the runway. Okay. And they did it.
A lot of executives had to check off.
Yeah. Like, all right.
Yeah, if Anna Wintour was in the room, maybe it don't happen.
It don't happen. No, for sure.
But thank God she
I got makeup, a whole. Yeah, it was dope, man.
It's great, man. And in general, like, it has been cool. So you were a person whose name I always heard. I didn't necessarily listen to, if I heard a Merz song, I didn't know who it was or whatever, right? But then, honestly, the last, couple years, the way I heard of you really was trashing LAFC on Twitter. Like, you going back at fans.
Yeah.
You were like a very
how did you pick LA Galaxy? Because you became a fan of soccer after LAFC existed, no?
No, I became a fan of soccer in 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in inner city LA, a city called Linwood, right next to Compton and Watts, and it was very hood, very black.
Yeah.
And
your neighborhood has something in common with my neighborhood. I grew up in Newark, which has a big grape street.
population.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Newark, shout out to Newark, man.
That's why we got the gulliest. Ah. That's why we call ourselves the gulliest soccer show.
Yeah, well, yo, we didn't even get, you guys didn't get to, cool again. I thought I was going to get that.
We'll do it at the end.
Okay, bro, man, I'm waiting.
I'm the biggest fan of Merce ever all of a sudden.
Damn, yo, I didn't know.
He went through the catalog.
Clearly gone through the discography.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We appreciate it, man.
But no, I was trapped in London, and growing up, like, just to be 100, and my fans know, like, you know what I mean? Like, my homie, like, there's a very big brown and black divide.
Yeah.
And in the 80s, it was strong. And they were like, nah, we don't play soccer, you know, in derogatory, very, you know, primitive 80s term.
Yeah.
You're either gay or Latino. That's the current way to say it.
Right.
But it was a lot more vulgar than that.
No one was that politically correct.
Yeah, no one. So, like, the big homies, you know, and I'm, you know, 6, 7 years old. Okay, well, you don't play soccer. Fuck that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got in an argument. I went to my first tour in 1996, and I remember being in Groningen, Holland, and Grouch, a guy on my group at the time, he played soccer his whole life. I used to paint soccer fields with him for money.
Yeah.
And I always tell him, that's trash sport, man. It's not a real man's sport, blah, blah, blah. And we're arguing about it on the bus going to the projects in Holland. And the dude is with us, like a 6'8" black dude. He's like, my brother, who's in jail, I believe, for murder, is the best soccer player in our whole projects. How dare you say that only pussies play soccer?
Yeah, and I'm like,
still, fuck that. And me and Grouch get in a fist fight. I'm like, fuck soccer. And we start fighting this guy. Like, I'm fighting to show how weak soccer is.
Yeah.
Fast forward, almost 10 years later, I'm trapped in London or in outside of London. They have 5 channels there at the time. BBC 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
It's Euro Cup, so that's all that's on the sports channel. And I have no choice. And I'm like, this is the greatest game ever. I think it was near, like, Turkey or somebody won, and it was like, or Greece. It was like such a...
Yeah, it could have been the Euros, maybe.
Yeah, it was Euro Cup for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, they're telling the story of the country, and then they're showing the, like, painting the country. Like, we don't... Americans don't get excited about anything much, you know what I mean?
Nothing that big.
Like, you know, like, when they show the...
stand.
Yeah. When they show, like, the crowd in KC, that's maybe 5,000 people.
This seemed
like tens of thousands, the whole country was partying. And I was like, yes! And I was crying, and I was like, this is great. And then when I got home, I was like, how do I get into soccer? So I kind of, like, MLS is MLS, and 04 MLS was not, it's pre-backup.
It's not this MLS, yeah.
So I was like, all right. I kind of tried to get into it.
You didn't see the thousands of people.
Yeah, just what I didn't feel. Yeah. So then I was like, okay, I'll get in the U.S. men's team. Bad idea. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't tread a week. I believe that we will win. Yeah. I start going to bars 6 a.m. and watch World Cup with people I didn't know.
Yeah.
I felt that camaraderie, but in L.A., I just still didn't. And then finally, I got to a Galaxy match, and I was like, all right, and I got to go backstage, and like it was Kobe's last game. It was my first match.
Oh, wow.
And that's when Beckham was playing. And then I realized, too, like I went there, and they're having this cake for Kobe, and then David Beckham walks in with 3 security guards. And I was like, there are only 40 people in this room.
Yeah.
And this guy still needs security because the people I were with were like, oh, shit. Like everyone, this is VIP LA elite.
Yeah.
And they're still like, oh, Bex. And I'm like, and I was like, oh, you know what I mean? Like Michael Jordan get off a plane in Ethiopia and nobody give a damn.
Yeah.
David Beckham can't go anywhere.
No place on the globe.
And it hit me, and I was like, and so like little moments like that over the years. And then I had sons.
Yeah.
And I was living in Arizona, and I moved back to LA, and I was like, we're not doing football. We're doing football.
Soccer.
Yeah. And so I started taking them to Galaxy games, and they turned out that I put it on Twitter, like, I try to encourage soccer. Like, I became like, slowly became like an advocate. Like, my kids are going to play. Your kids got to play. We're all playing soccer. Like, then Cosmo, the Galaxy mascot, reached out. He's like, I'll take a picture with your kid. Come on down to this gate. And then Galaxy was like, we got your tickets. No worries. And I just showed up, and they knew my government name already. And I was like, we're fans.
I didn't give you that much information.
Yeah. And then the fans, ACB and Lars, and like they were fans.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, this is where I belong. And so for the past 3 years, it's just been like.
It's been love.
It's been love. Best, so man. When they asked me to do something, I'm like. I told them, like, are we asking you too much? I was like, until I'm on the field in the mascot uniform, I haven't done enough for my club.
But for someone like yourself who's
not at all.
It's perfect.
Amazing.
Like, the term underground rapper, I don't think really relates anymore because there isn't radio. Radio's not really that important anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? So, like, what? I guess underground is what? You're not on, like, the Spotify playlist? You know what
I mean?
Like,
you're not on Rap Caviar.
Yeah, you're not on Rap Caviar. Like,
what for you going into some in a world like soccer and seeing sort of like the immediate love and reaction you're getting. You were on SiriusXM FC. Not too long ago. LA Galaxy wants you to be more involved. You're wearing the jersey on a catwalk in New York, stuff like that. Does that sort of give you like an idea of like, yo, like I didn't realize I could be popping in this world too?
Yeah, I had no idea, man. I didn't know, you know, I was sitting home watching soccer, like no one in soccer knows anything about rap. And that's cool, you know.
Back
what
then
I mean?
They didn't, man. And we still have to explain what gully means to people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's not, but in LA, it is, because like Chicano culture is synonymous with hip hop culture. Like the real hip hop heads, you go to a real hip hop show, underground show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 90%, mostly even Mexican. Not, you know, a couple El Salvadorians might show up.
It's a lot of tall white socks with Dickie shorts.
We don't
that's
do that.
That's the uniform,
one.
Bro.
That's it's very intimidating.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's hip hop definitely there. You know, like in LA is definitely, but yeah, like I don't think if I go to a Houston Dynamo game, it's not going to be very hip hop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No,
no disrespect.
Not.
Shout out to Darwin Quintero.
Or Columbus.
I wanted you to come play
Ohio,
with us.
You know?
Columbus Crew, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not the most hip hop.
The most hip hop.
If it was Cleveland, though, maybe we have a chance.
Bone Thugs.
Yes.
Yo. Can we get that?
Go. Go, go,
go.
How was that not?
Now tell me what.
Marketing campaign is there.
Hip hop and soccer really needs to get married.
Well, we're trying our hardest.
Well, look,
man.
We always talk about, because you know, as stand-up comedy, we've been doing stand-up comedy a long time, and then we started talking about soccer, and then all of a sudden we're getting all this like appreciation from people that are like, yo, why hasn't something like this existed? Why aren't comedians talking about soccer? But then
thank God they didn't.
No,
yeah,
but,
exactly.
But I'll also say about like rappers, how come that connection, we hear the big players, they have bars for and punchlines for Messi, Ronaldo, you hear it from time to time.
Dude, you know how lit it was when I think it was Champion, which is Future, and I think Ty Dolla Sign.
I don't remember. Okay,
Campaign. That song. He says kicking it like Barcelona, like Messi, and I was like, freaked out. Wait, somebody mentioned this.
Yeah,
I feel seen.
Yeah.
You know,
I
I'm putting up my campaign poster.
Is that been a thing that you've thought of, or have you already? Because I remember. There was a song with Grouch. I was listening to that, and there's a bar in there about my kids play soccer. I think he has a bar in there. Has that been something that you've been mindful of? Like, oh, maybe I can integrate these worlds a little bit more.
I've been trying, man. I've made soccer songs. I made, you know, it's hard. It's not catching on. But like the whole Afro beat thing that's going on, like the Drogba song was huge.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I was like, I just saw Drogba on the thing, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And
well, like when France won the World Cup, did you see that? I forget who's the rapper, the French rapper.
Veja Dream.
He did one for them?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
He walked around the stadium with the World Cup trophy to that song, and he mentions every player, and they all did a dance when they were mentioned. So it was like the song and the World Cup championship,
that's awesome.
The one was together. Like,
you know,
it's starting to make it happen.
That's, yeah, I think everywhere else in the world is dope. I mean, like, it works, because hip hop is the biggest culture or music in the world.
Yeah.
Soccer is the biggest sport. It's an obvious marriage. It's just not happening here because rappers aren't cultured. You know what I mean? Yeah. We just started traveling. Like, you know what I mean? And like,
neither is soccer, though. Soccer is a very suburban sport for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, US, here. Yeah, here. Yeah, yeah. In the US. Yeah. Here, you know, first time I played a pickup game of soccer, I was in Ethiopia. They didn't know rap. Black people, to me, they're black people, and they didn't even want to talk about rap. They didn't want to smoke weed. They didn't want to drink anything. They're like, picked up the soccer. Like, we couldn't even speak the same language. Yeah. They speak Amharic. I speak English. They're like, and I was like, I've never played before, bro.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah,
you're good. You're on their team.
Yeah. And we did it. And I was like, wow, like, this is the first time I'm playing a pickup game of soccer. Yeah. And it's the only way I can communicate with people who look just like me. We just got to get over it, man. I mean, you know, like rappers, rappers to mention the Louvre in rap, like, you know, it took certain rappers like,
it's a hard word,
years. I like mean, you grow up in New York City and you don't buy your first Basquiat till you're 40. Like, like, we're a little bit behind when it comes to culture. Like, I didn't hear about Basquiat till after high school. Like, they don't, public schools, that's what hip hop was born out of. Public schools are shit in America. Like, they're not culturing us. So, you know, I think as the more famous, like Future and these guys start watching, and And also, like, American Network's got to get on it, bro. Like, I got to buy BN Sports. I got to have Sling TV.
Yeah, I believe you mean Fubo TV.
Sorry. Yeah. I saw that there.
Yeah.
I have Fubo TV as well. You can watch all I only have Fubo TV.
You can watch all these channels on Fubo. Yeah.
But yes.
Well, you can. See, that's the whole thing is I pay for it, Fubo TV.
You can watch BN. You can watch them all on there.
Why do I have all the other subscriptions?
You don't need them.
Yeah. See, this is a, like, this is a come to Jesus for real. I have all these subscriptions to watch, like, everything.
No, don't need them anymore, man.
And that's the whole thing. Like, yeah, LA Galaxy, like, has been showing me so much love. And then, like, a small club compared to, like, Marseille. You know what I mean? And Marseille sent me a custom jersey in a box with, like, my name. Damn. And I'm like, yo. Like, yeah. They have, like, a billion followers. Like,
yeah, their supporter section is both sides of the stadium. That's how big their supporters groups
are. And I'm just like, yo, like, this is crazy. Like, AS Roma sent me a jersey. Like,
people
are like, they want hip hop involved. And I'm glad to see, like, MLS is
starting.
Like, yeah, they've been so much love, man. And yesterday, it was amazing to see, like, how just down there. It was extremely diverse. I would say that, like, NFL and, sorry, but, like, they have to force diversity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And yesterday, there was somebody from the Special Olympics. There's a fucking dog.
Yeah.
There was gay people. Everyone was walking together. And every MLS club picked them blindly. It wasn't like they sent it, like, MLS sent out a memo like, hey,
we need a
Galaxy
dog.
Sent in a black rapper with dreadlocks.
Yeah. Hey,
you
make
guys
sure.
Make sure you send a blonde white girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys send someone for, it was just a genuine, like, we all showed up and, like, and someone pointed out, like, we're like, one of the dudes from Dude Perfect was like, this is super diverse. And I'm like, God, like, yeah, there's even a fucking dog.
Yeah.
like they did it. And because soccer is, I think that's just naturally that sport. And, like, everyone, and I got to stand next to Alexi Lawless, who turned out to be a great guy.
Yeah, yeah, he's a super nice guy.
He's a hard ass on TV.
Bro. Everybody hates him. Everybody, but he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I was like, so I'm standing next to him like,
I don't want to be in photos, I don't even want to look at him,
bro. Like, he's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like,
one of the nicest guys. We always tell people because I remember we did a live show with him in Atlanta.
And they're like, how could you normalize him?
Yeah,
like,
we put him.
Yeah, like, oh, he talks so much shit.
We put him on the flyer and he was like, oh, but he's going to be there. Everybody's like sort of annoyed. And we just tell everybody, like, yo, go say hello to Alexi, shake his hand, talk to him, and see if you feel the same way. He's one of the nicest people you ever meet. Yeah. You may not agree with him on anything politically.
When we brought him on stage, only a few people clapped. By the time he came off, it was like a standing ovation.
Really?
Like, how could you not love that guy? He's amazing.
I was like, all right. Like, and then, like, one of the, like, we was, I think, I forget who it was from, like, the San Jose Quakes. Because, of course, like,
Wynn.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Wynn's behind me. I think it's me, Alexi, Ninja, and Wynn. And of course, I'm that guy. I'm from LA, so I'm gangbanging backstage. Yeah. So we're getting ready. I'm like, oh, we're getting ready to go out on the runway. Let's get it hyped. So I start doing my Galaxy chant.
Yeah.
No one joins in for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm crazy. Like, we want to feel like champions before we go out. Like, we have five.
Yeah.
Enough for everybody in line. Let's just do the LA Galaxy chant. We'll go out here and win, you know?
Yeah.
And no one's with me. I don't know. But Wynn was like, we have two. And then he's like, but one of them is a fluke. According to Alexi. And I was like, God damn, that was a long time ago.
They don't forgive or forget, bro.
But I love what Alexi did. Like, we were talking about kids and he was smiling. And he's like, hey, it was. Like, he didn't back down from it. He's like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it went off someone's knee. Like, well, like, I don't know my history enough, but he, like, broke it down.
Yeah.
He's like, but he didn't back down. But he was respectful. He, like, gave me a way. Like, I was like, oh, this is. I was like, it has to be crazy for you. He's like, no, it's not. He's like, sometimes, like, people's mothers, grandmothers come up and attack me. You said this about my grandmother.
Yeah.
And I was like, it has to be crazy. He's like, nah, it's all part of the. Like, he just gets it.
He's like a wrestler.
I was like, bro, you are the, like, one of the. The last person I felt that way about was John Cena. Like, he did a song with me, did a video with me, and we were in South Central, and he was the chillest dude. And I'm like, bro, like, crackheads, literally. Same crackhead came with him four times. I was like, bro, you don't have to sign that again. And I'm grabbing the crackhead. I'm like, hey, baby, you got to get out of here. And he grabbed me. He's like, Merce, don't ever do that. I'm blessed to have this job. I'll sign that shirt as many times. I'm like, you're a white man.
Yeah.
In the middle of South Central. Yeah.
You got
it was legitimate. Like, he brought pieces of
blood. Cena's like, you don't know what it was like for us. You're like, wait, what?
No, he's like, bro, he's like, before this, I drove on a driving range, I drove a fucking golf cart with people hitting golf balls at me. If these people, their love gets me out of that, I'm here for it. I'll sign everything. And I was like, all right.
Bro. Yeah,
we're going to cut that because I don't want to sign any autograph. Right?
You're not signing nothing.
Y'all wash your hands. Bring some hand sanitizer.
You know. No, nah, bro.
I'm messing with you.
I was going to go back to the incident at the stank.
What?
The stank of California. I mean, the bank. Sorry.
Oh, the bank. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Right. I forget they say that. We got big LAFC fan base, too. And LA Galaxy, by the way.
Hey, man.
We did quarter
and
of the Galaxy.
LA Galaxy, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't want you to think we also don't have that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. There's like... They're casual sports fans, and then they're soccer fans.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. LA Galaxy fans and LA. People, it's like Yankee fans. People are Yankee, like, they wear the hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they may not know anyone.
No, it's all of Europe wears that hat. They've never seen a baseball game in life.
And, like, that's when the people wear that hat. I'm like, hey, when, you know, good match. You guys beat us in the playoff, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Playoffs?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm like, all right, bro.
What's it going to take to get, like, you're going to LA Galaxy games. Like New York rappers, right? We've had, who was it? Fat Joe was there. Young M.A. was there.
Yeah. NYCFC's been inviting rappers from time to time.
What's
so
it
going
to take to get like Yasiin Bey or Talib Kweli?
Those are the more cultured, worldly rappers. They should be at MLS. I don't know, man. I'll talk to them. I'll definitely like, hey. But I mean, I'm going to encourage them to come to a Galaxy game. I'm not going to tell them.
Start there, for sure. There.
But NYFC should have more. But, I mean, Joe's pretty solid,
man. That's a big gap. That's a big gap.
Joe, and he's like he's underground. Like, he's one of those guys.
He's had a number one hit in the last three decades. Isn't that crazy?
His longevity is crazy, bro.
I wanted to ask about Chicharito, obviously signing.
Apparently, it affected him.
All right, put him in a deep emotional state.
Yeah.
But no, that's a huge signing.
Can we get a tissue from Ernst?
We didn't realize.
We're speaking about his God right now.
The fact that he signed with the club, and even maybe we'll even ask you. I don't know. Did you see the video of his comments and whatever? Yes. But what does that sort of signing mean to you and speaking of, like, maybe we were trying to figure out ways to merge the popularity of hip-hop with the popularity of soccer, this might be an opportunity to get a couple Chicharito lines in a song, right? It seems like an easy...
And it is easy, but it's not the most tough word. Like, you try to put Chicharito in a... You know, like...
Okay, maybe you can do, like, a cumbia track or something.
Boom,
bang, boom. You can do reggaeton.
Reggaeton and Chicharito go. But hip-hop, like, you try to throw...
Yeah,
Chicharito with my
eating Doritos.
Chicharito.
I went right for food.
But it's only full of Chicharito. At my house, when they officially announced the signing, I'm on the inside, so I kind of knew a couple days.
We got in the know.
I'm in the know, but I didn't publicly celebrate. So when it was official, I went out, got some chicha morada and a burrito, and then I did
your own Chicharito.
What I mean. My wife was like, "Yo, go get that for me." And I was like,
"He's like a mad scientist."
Yeah, correct.
You made your own Benifer, bro.
But I was stoked, man. I was, I thought that because of Memo, that's what I call our coach. It's too many words. I thought Memo was going to bring a lot of Argentinians over. So I was like, I was studying Argentinian football all season. All right, I don't know who.
Which is a wild league.
Boca Junior, Boca. I don't know.
There's no rules out there.
So I'm like, I don't know who he's going to bring. He's going to bring one of his homies or a kid that he brought up for the, like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, it's perfect for, like, of course, LA is occupied Mexico. It's for, you know what I mean? So it's great, you know. For me, hearing about Chicharito, he's been a guy. He's the best player on our continent.
Yeah.
In the history of our continent. And in LA, he's God. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So as far as soccer goes. So and I've always hated him because he kicks the shit out of US men's
soccer. Yeah, without doubt.
So I could never root for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I can root for him.
He wears your shirt.
He's in my city.
Yeah.
And we won up to LAFC. Carlos Vela.
Okay, that's cool. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the Chicharito. Like,
he got to perform.
They
though.
Did it all in one. I mean, he's got to perform. He's 31 years old. Like, I know. Like, if we're gonna talk honestly, like, we got Thierry Henry here, we got Beckham, like, we got Zlatan, like, little bit after the curve,
totally,
like,
a little older, yeah.
We're getting Chicharito at
curve,
And I know I saw like the reality thing that hurt my heart, but it's more of a pride thing. Like, come on, bro, like, if you told me I had to go rap with.
Yeah.
You know, some up-and-coming rappers, I'd be like...
Go
hype in a cypher with the junior high school kids.
Yeah. You're like, oh, come on.
You know, it's not that bad, but, you know, it's more a reflection of us not prioritizing and recognizing the greatness of soccer than it is a reflection on his attitude.
Like,
I mean, come on, you're Chicharito and you're... You know what I mean? Like, Jay-Z plays small rooms sometimes, you know what I mean? But
also just like and I think people don't give enough credit to... someone who's Mexican playing in Europe now having to play in the American League, to them, that's a little bit of a gut hit because America and Mexico has such a rivalry in soccer.
There's a whole lot of factors. And I mean, you can't hear that guy speak and look into his, like, who's taking anything from him in a negative way?
Yeah,
like,
he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I haven't met him, but I'm like, I love him already.
He's like prolific. He's like a very sincere. And the fact that he would put out that video to begin with, you got to give him a little bit of credit because he knew he would probably deal with some criticism of the fact that he was being so like sensitive.
It's a big deal to cry vulnerable. As a Latino on camera. Like that's a big deal.
Not macho.
Yeah, that's not a novela. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm like, I'd watch it. I would tune in, of course.
I was crying too.
But yeah, I was there. I was into it.
You interrupt my stories?
You guys tell stories? Yeah. Is novela just Spanish for stories?
No, kind of.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's novel.
Novel, yeah. Yeah, we are black old black women say stories.
Yeah, they say stories. Yeah,
Chicharito. Yeah, I think that when he put that out there, and then you know, and then like seeing them, like, but you're gonna be closer to. Not that much closer, but closer to Australia for your wife. And I was like, come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, man. Yeah. And I like that he's authentic. Like, that's the thing about the LA Galaxy. You know, I think they could have, like, smushed that and, like, made it disappear. But, like, that's not authentic. They could have gotten Snoop Dogg to come do this thing. You know what I mean? But they got me because I have an authentic connection with the fans.
You're like, a fan, yeah.
I go to ACB. Sorry, can I say fuck?
Yeah.
I fuck with Lars.
I fuck with
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just now being conscious of it.
At the end, you decide. Yeah.
But I fuck with our fans, and they fuck with me, and like, and that's why the front office, like, they could have gotten anyone, you know what I mean? Yeah. But they chose me because they're like, you really come to the matches, like, you really, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I lead the chance. I'm, you know, I had to go to the stank with them, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't gonna go, and they're like, you gotta go. Yeah, the fans want you to go, and I'm like. All right.
But I'm sure you get a little, maybe the polite like ribbing or from LAFC fans.
They were super cool. Love. Like they were so chill. Like they weren't chill to the staff, like the fans, but they sent me like, fuck you. Oh, Merce, what's up? You're in the soccer. That's cool, bro. Let's take a picture.
Oh, word. What's up?
I was like, all right.
Well, also, it's just got to be cool to see a stadium in downtown LA, being an LA dude.
No, that's why I didn't grow up a Lakers fan. I grew up a Clippers fan because we couldn't afford, and that's where the Clippers Stadium used to be, sports arena right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's LA. Like, that's South Central. Like, my great-grandmother lived across the street, went to Manual Arts High. Like, that's the hood.
Right.
So, like, to have soccer, I always tell people, like, all jokes aside, like, it's great to have soccer in the hood. It's great to have two clubs. I hope Orange County gets a club. Like, let's build soccer in America. Like, the rivalry stuff is fun. It's fun to talk shit.
Yeah.
But on the, man, you know, I was, like, I tried to, like, muster up the, hey, man, at least LA's going on to the next round of the playoffs.
Yeah. It's hard to do that, though, ain't it?
And I think I'll get there eventually, you know what I mean?
But then
they dropped it to Seattle. I'm like, bro.
If the Nets win the championship, if the Nets win the championship, I'm not going to be celebrating that as a Knicks fan. I'm just going to be like, yet again.
It's hard, but I want to, and I think eventually I'll get there. Like, the city, like, you know, like, I was on a runway or runway. I was on the runway.
Right?
No irony behind that.
No, not at all.
I was on the runway with Colin Hanks. You know what I mean?
That's right.
A former Galaxy fan.
People like they go at him a little bit online too.
But we were able to like chill, talk about our kids, like, you know.
That's awesome.
And the staff was there. You know, some people from their front office there. We made jokes, we had drinks, like I think that's what it needs to be. And especially in light of the Kobe Bryant situation. Like our city coming together and like the fist fights are and all that, that's a little intense, man. Like at least this year, if we could chill it out and just go in like
for Kobe and Gigi.
Yeah, like just chill for the city. Like, I don't care who wins. I want us to win. I want LA to win everything for the next year Kobe. Like, that's, and I'm not a Kobe fan or like a Laker fan. I'm a Kobe fan, but I'm not a Laker fan. You know what I mean? But it's time to like button all that. That shit makes everything so small, man. It's sports.
I hope you're right, man.
Everyone out there on the field comes to play. You know what I mean? Like, let's have fun. And even like the fist fights, I think that's like, it's almost tradition. Like, you go to a pub, you're going to have a little.
Yeah.
It's an Irish, Irish funeral. Like
with my people. Yeah.
It's how some people say hello. Yeah. Well, you didn't get hugged as a kid? All right, we'll go punch it.
Yeah. Where can people find your music? Like, what's coming up next? I know you're running festivals. You're doing the whole nine.
Yeah, man. Merce, M-U-R-S on Spotify, Twitter, Merce316 on Instagram. If you want to DM me, talk some shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, help me choose a EPL team. I'm narrowing it down. You know what I mean?
I'm Arsenal. He's Everton.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think I'm going with Chelsea.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Or Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
But Palace is fire. In my house, like, you know, they have an American.
Yeah.
They have black people. Yeah. And they have a Brazilian. Like, that's like my whole house.
Okay,
like,
I got the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, I just kind of like go to Wikipedia and like look in the list. Like,
So one thing I did want to ask was about you were talking about soccer in the hood and having a stadium downtown. How do you feel about, one issue that we always have, and we talk about it all the time, is about the lack of accessibility for the black community, a lot of minority communities, to get involved in soccer. The fact that you're involved now, do you see that any change in that and trying to get your kids to go play soccer or telling other people's kids to go play soccer?
My kids, I forgot, they hate soccer. When I put on soccer in the house, I'm so addicted to it. They're like, no soccer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, there's all kind of things popping up in the hood. There's FC Harlem here in New York.
Right.
My homeboy Greg, who's a Nigerian-American who played overseas, has Legacy FC, which I sponsor in L.A. If you're having trouble, get your kid in and you can't afford it, let me know. I'll take care of it. I am so proactive, and I hope to be like Snoop, which he doesn't get a lot of respect for, but
what he did for football.
Yeah, man. What he did, Snoop, you football. And we're joking a little bit, like, you know what I mean? Like, leave the Thule at home. But
yeah.
I've been with my homies two neighborhoods. We couldn't go.
Yeah.
To see their sons play against people they used to literally murder.
Yeah.
And these people used to shoot at each other, and they see each other, and it's cool because we're here for the kids.
I've seen
Snoop bring peace to the neighborhoods, and I don't think the soccer will have that type of connotation. But if it does, I know that sports can do it. I know it can be done because Snoop did it. And then his players transferred to the league. Like Juju, like there's a bunch of people in the NFL now that started playing Pop Warner with Snoop.
Wow. That's crazy.
Over a decade ago.
Yeah.
It's been there. He doesn't get recognized enough. So I aim to be that
force. It's not just like we talk about minorities. I mean, there's also like, you know, some of the neighborhoods in LA, the Latino neighborhoods, some of the Asian neighborhoods, they've got some of their issues too.
Yeah.
So like maybe soccer could start to bring that together. Maybe that could bleed over into the black communities.
Yeah.
Let's not say bleed over.
Right? Yeah, no blood. No.
Sorry, maybe it'll crip walk still, over.
But bloods are cool too. What? It gets tricky.
Yeah.
Bring your kids to play soccer. It's safe. No concussions.
Yes.
Yeah,
unless there's the rare, you know, header.
Less likely.
You know.
Yeah. So I'm trying, man. There's a couple organizations. And like I said, I'm March 316. Please DM me. Like, I'm so passionate about getting kids involved, because once you do that, you can play anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like my son is in Mandarin immersion. Like, I want him to be a global citizen. And learning soccer is a part of your child. Knowing that the world is your oyster, like that is,
it gives perspective.
The key. Like, you can play anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's, and that's the thing. And I hope you stay and play in America.
Right.
Yeah,
like, all the academy kids out there.
Yeah.
I know, like, when you know you come up through the ranks and you want to go play in the EPL, just stay at MLS for it, please.
Yeah.
Or at least play for the U.S. men's team. Talking to you, Efren.
Yeah, yeah. Please do.
This is great, man, because, you know, the last couple of weeks I've been, like, looking up a lot of your interviews and listening to more songs, and you are very much an advocate for, you know, if you're someone from the hood, like, learn about the world, man. I feel the same way. Like, there's rap got you that opportunity, probably. Yeah. And for us, comedy, we've done comedy all over the world because it was the thing I wanted to do. And I got to get out of Sunset Park, Brooklyn. It was a tough area.
Yeah.
And
I grew up in Newark. You know, I stopped feeling so bad about being in Newark. I used to be like, you don't got it like us. We from Newark. Yo, it's hard. I went to Costa Rica and I saw those like favelas essentially on the side of the mountain. I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
I saw a dude with one shoe, and I'm like, all right, Newark. Yeah, I guess I'm good. We got a train, you know?
Yeah, no. Newark Heights.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I felt bougie.
Yeah.
So we're learning that soccer can do exactly that for a lot of people. You know, they don't have to rap, or they don't have to tell jokes, you know?
Yeah, soccer they can do.
Give them that same opportunity.
And it's like hip-hop, comedy, like, it's something like you don't need a lot of money to do. You don't need a whole, like, to play hockey, you need a lot of shit.
Yeah,
lacrosse, even, you need a stick. Like, hoops is big in the neighborhood because you can just get a ball.
Get a ball.
Soccer, the same things.
Yeah.
Like,
just,
hey, go out there, kick it up against the wall.
You don't even need a hoop.
You don't even, like my son was, I brought my 7-year-old to see the Galaxy Stadium, and, man, Cienfuegos just popped out of the thing. And, like, he's cool, you know, he's a legend. So, like, hey, adults, but then he saw my son is like, saw my son kicking the ball. He's like, no, do it like this. And you can just do this. I see you, bro. Do this on the wall at home. Don't do it on the wall at home.
But the one outside.
He's like, you could just do this in the house. At the wall. And he was showing him how to kick. And it was just like, It's that simple. And I think that when people see your kids playing soccer, like I'm in Tucson a lot. My son lives in Tucson, my oldest son.
Yeah.
We're at a park and I'm like, bring out the soccer ball. And another kid family comes. They're from Tucson's a border town. They're up from Nogales, from Mexico. Yeah. And kids barely speak English. And then my kid, his kid out there. And then he's telling me about his life. And we're talking about like, and it just brought so much.
Yeah,
but my son had a basketball, that conversation might not have happened. If he was just on the slide, it might not have happened.
Yeah.
But, I went to Maui with Grouch and like, he plays soccer with all these like famous people that live on the island. They all play soccer. It's raining. It's pouring. And he's like, I got to go play soccer. And I go out there and me and the other black guy that are, on the rap tour, we're like, all right, we'll watch.
Yeah.
And then some dude come up playing rap. And he's like, I'm like, oh, shoot. Is that Brazilian? Is that Argentine? He's like, oh, no, some rappers from Argentina. I was like, oh, that's dope. I was like, where are you from? He's like, I'm from Colombia. He's like, and he just looked at us like we were just like, why are you guys sitting here?
Yeah.
Just take off your shirt and go play. Yeah. Like, because everybody plays soccer, right? And I'm nah, but we can talk about rap. Like, he's like, I'm not getting out there in the rain and like messing up my shoes.
Right, bro.
Like, yeah. But it didn't compute to him, like, why are two men not playing with the other men? Like,
what's your problem?
Yeah.
Injuries, dog?
Hammy, bro. Yeah.
Doctor says to stay off for the next 30 years.
I'm off the pitch for 30 years.
Yeah,
bro.
I'll be good maybe later. This has been absolutely
amazing. I brought a gift. Can I? I didn't. It's in my bag.
Did you really?
Well, everybody brings you guys the scarves, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on. I don't know if you already got one.
No, go for it.
We're doing an unboxing live. You know what?
You mind getting? We have getting something. You got. Getting a gift in there. Do you want to get in that? Okay. What do we got here?
Yeah, I'll hold it so it stretches across.
Yeah.
It says original.
Original.
Angelinos.
Angelinos.
Wow. Look at that.
Original Angelinos. This is a gift from the original Angelinos from the Angel City Brigade.
Angel City Brigade. We know them. We know
ACB.
Them.
ACB. Come sit with us. Come stand with us in Victoria Block now.
No, that's right. You got the standing section.
And we have a gift for you.
We got a gift for you.
The Cool Again. Did I step on the line?
No, you got it. We'll do it. Actually, let's do a nice proper outro.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, Merz, thank you so much.
Well-deserved gulliest, of course.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. So with that said, for Merz, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero. And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
And oh man, what a great interview with Merz.
Merz is a good dude.
Yes, he is great. And for someone who's as busy as he is, for him to take the time out of his day and go all the way to the Adidas store just to meet with us, just to hang out with us and do an interview.
Yeah,
just to Merz
meant a lot, man. Yeah, and check out Merz's music, man. He's
he's got like 75 albums, by the way.
He has quite the discography.
It's prolific.
But he makes great music. It's less about. It's slapping and more about like it's more conscious rap.
I know I think I heard an interview that he doesn't want to be called conscious rap, but it's in that world.
It's closer to that than it is to just it being like Amigos and
right.
kind of stuff
it's
like that.
It's not just about the beat. The guy's got substance, but it's dope. Absolutely great. Dope.
So it's cool to see him merge with the soccer world more.
But I remember I heard an interview where he said once he had worked with like white artists, and sometimes white fans will come up to him and go, "Hey man, when are you going to work with that guy again, or when are you gonna blah blah blah?" So it's not just about him. People don't always show up to see him. They show up to see his homies, right?
Yeah.
The people he works with. And that brings me to FC Dallas, okay? Because they just put together like the Mexican Superstar Package.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a huge. You hear that? And you're like, I shouldn't be on this website. But what they're doing is they're marketing the other team's Mexican superstars.
Yes.
In Dallas, which is both smart. And really frustrating if you're an FC Dallas fan.
Correct. And they put out a tweet specifically because, in MLS.
They got dragged.
By a lot of people.
Yeah.
So the first the tweet basically says Chicharito, Pulido, and Vela will be making appearances here at Toyota Stadium this season, and you can be there to see all of them. Get your Mexican Superstars package and get your tickets to three games for as low as $45.
And Josie comes in with that big jersey energy and says, "What is it? LMAO?
Y'all not for real. Can't be.
Can't be. face palm.
He's doing. He's
laughing
doing,
while crying.
Yeah, he's doing the couldn't be me, couldn't be my club. Yeah. Right? And look, it's. I understand as an if you're an FC Dallas fan, you understand the frustration clearly because everybody. The logical thing is if you are marketing these players, if Mexican players are going to draw fans and get more people there because we know Toyota Stadium is not always full,
then go get you one.
Go get you one. They're available. There are zero Mexican players on that roster, which is
like, insane.
Which is like, look, if you're marketing the Mexicans, get a Mexican superstar.
Yeah, it ain't that hard. He could play with the kids. And then Michael Parker's comes through, who had played there.
Did he play for
FC Dallas? I believe he played for FC Dallas.
Okay, I'm not... No, I don't think he did. He played for Columbus and Revolution.
Revolution. Okay. Okay. He said, just an FYI, it's pretty damn embarrassing and annoying as a player to get heckled and cheered against in your own stadium.
Yes, which is a completely...
Which is true.
Valid point.
Not as saucy as what Josie said, but still a good point.
Yeah, because you know the fans show up there and they're like, "Hey, I'm here to see the Mexican superstars, not you."
You imagine know? Like you know, like when friends are like, "Hey, are you doing any shows?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got one tonight." Oh, who else is gonna be there? Blah blah. Oh, I love them. I'll show up. You're like,
What about my jokes? You don't want to see my comedy?
It's like my mom has never seen me perform, but if she ever goes, is Christian performing with you on that one? I'd be like, just go to his family, mom. Yeah.
If she says, is a Mexican superstar going to be at your comedy show? Yeah. I'd be like, wow, mom, you really.
I'd be like, yeah, Christian Polanco's going to be there.
Mom is dialed in.
Yeah. I mean, this is wildly embarrassing, but the embarrassing thing is that, you know, it's not like they don't have money.
Yeah.
Right? It's the Hunts.
The Hunts, they won the Super Bowl.
Didn't you get a check for that? Can't you just put a little in the GAM category?
But it's frustrating because FC Dallas is a very good team and what they're doing is working.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they have...
Lucci is like, I'll take a Mexican superstar. All I got right now is 17-year-olds.
But they're also good.
They're great.
Yeah, so...
But Paxton Pomyko could probably use a superstar that knows how to score goals.
Paxton Pomyko, put some bronzer on, dog.
Yeah, dog.
That's why this is going to have to do.
Get in brown face, Paxton.
We're trying to sell tickets here.
Put on this sombrero. We'll figure it out when we get out. There.
So some more news in CBA.
In CBA.
It's the Canadian Basketball Association.
Yeah, everybody's excited about it.
No, the players, the MLS Players Union and the league have agreed on a collective bargaining agreement.
Immediately after we finished recording last week's episode.
So
Walton Oreo's like, I don't think it's going to happen. And then like 5 minutes after we're like, good night. He's like, that happened.
So let's highlight some of the big things. Things obviously an increase in charter flights, which we is a thing we discussed for a while.
Do you care about charter flights? I could care less if they get charter flights or not. I mean,
I'm sure the players care.
Collect your miles, my guy. What's the difference? Don't y'all want to be status?
The free agency. So some easier player movement. I think this was a big
went
sticking
from 28
point.
28 and 8 to 24 and 5.
Yes.
So 24 years old and having had played 5 years in MLS. Yeah,
so 5 years of MLS experience. So at least now there's a more, a more reasonable, at a more reasonable age, you can move to the different teams within MLS.
Even though there is a cap, they can't just go crazy with a bidding war, but they're not limited to how many free agents you can have on a club. So that's huge.
Yeah. All right.
Right?
So
MLS likes to put in these like little rules where you can't, but no, you could get as many as you want.
The elimination of TAM. So now it will only be general allocation money.
Some restricted, some non-restricted.
Yeah. But for the most part,
discretional,
but for the most part, all players will have an opportunity at that money, not just at MLS's discretion.
Right.
Which what was happening with TAM, which was, so now it's about $4 million of GAM. So this is good. In scenarios where like Julian Gressel, he probably could have stayed after the CBA if they could have figured something out or whatever at the time. But
no, he had to go move to DC to get that guap.
So you can't blame him. So I'm happy. I think this is a fair deal for both sides
and revenue sharing. So shouts to the players. You're going to get a little bit of that TV money.
OK.
Right. And it runs out before the World Cup. So maybe there's even more coming up next.
So it looks like some real stability for the American soccer player.
They're going to start flexing a little more, driving nicer cars.
Flexing is very, very important.
Yeah, baby, we did it.
We did do it. How great are we?
Well, amazing. Thank you for asking, Christian.
Yeah, I wanted a specific number to really quantify how great we...
On a scale of 1 to 10, we're about 700.
Thank you.
Do the math on that.
Thank you for joining us again. We appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Mersh. Please share it, or if you watch YouTube, whatever, let people know about it, because we're really, really proud of it. It was really awesome.
He's our Mexican superstar package, so tell your friends about it. Shouts to Mersh, shouts to Adidas Store, shouts to us.
Exactly. At Soccer Cooligan, that Football Sports. Subscribe on all the YouTube channels. Do your thing. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!